at Old Trafford for the first time since 1981. Absolute scenes. Honestly, what a day for football.
Old Trafford is basically a neutral venue now, Alex. Anyone can win there.
Mate, that is brutal, but you're not entirely wrong, and that's the sad part.
Okafor off the bench, 2-1, 10-man United. Leeds are absolutely flying right now.
And the survival picture for Leeds looks so much brighter after that result, doesn't it?
Completely. But honestly, what is going on at Manchester United? It's shambolic, quite frankly.
10 men, home ground, lost to a side fighting relegation, the gaffer must be furious.
Furious? He should be mortified. Old Trafford used to mean something, Alex.
Look, it still means something. It means 3 points for whoever fancies turning up.
Ha, fair point, fair point. Right, can we talk about Paddy Pimblett though?
Oh, the UFC lad on the Rooney Show having a proper go at Arsenal, yes, go on.
I mean, a cage fighter ranting about Arteta is not the punditry I expected this week.
And yet here we are, and honestly, he's not the only one with strong feelings.
Chris Sutton's been at it too, silverware or the sack, he says. Make or break.
See, this is where I slightly disagree. Arteta has built something real at the Emirates.
Built something real? Alex, they haven't won a title in 20 years, come on now.
Yeah, but the trajectory, the squad, the football, you can't ignore all of that, Sam.
Trajectory doesn't win trophies, mate. At some point you have to actually deliver the goods.
Sutton's right that this season feels like a genuine crossroads, Premier League or Champions League, minimum.
And if he gets neither? I think the board have to ask serious questions, honestly.
Hang on though, who replaces him? That's always the question nobody wants to answer.
That's a fair point, but it can't be the reason you keep a manager forever.
No, 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 I'm not saying forever, I'm saying give the man his shot this season.
He's had his shots, Alex. Multiple top four finishes and still no cigar. Paddy Pimblett gets it.
I love that a UFC fighter is now our moral compass on Arsenal's managerial situation. Brilliant.
You know what? Sometimes it takes an outsider to say what everyone's thinking. Just saying.
Right, let's talk Liverpool and this VAR penalty drama in the Champions League against PSG.
Slot was so measured about it, which almost made it more cutting, didn't it?
Exactly, I wasn't surprised is a devastating line when you think about what it implies.
He's basically saying VAR has been against them all season and has just accepted it now.
And look, Liverpool fans will be absolutely seething out of the Champions League on a decision.
To be fair, PSG were good on the night, but that penalty call was baffling.
Usually given, Slot says, and he's right, 9 times out of 10 that's a spot kick.
VAR was supposed to fix these moments and somehow it keeps creating new ones. Maddening.
Mind you, Liverpool still had chances, you can't pin the whole exit on one decision.
No, but it's a massive moment in a tight tie, context matters. Alex, come on.
Fair enough, right, let's get to some good news because Chris Wood is back for Forest.
Oh, this is a big deal, he said there was no light at the end of the tunnel.
That's a really honest admission, knee injuries can be brutal mentally as much as physically.
And Forest have genuinely missed him, he's their focal point, their target man, everything up top.
Bang average replacement options without him, to be honest, Forest looked toothless at times.
Toothless is the word, getting Wood back now could be massive for their top four push.
Top four for Forest, still feels slightly surreal to say that out loud, doesn't it?
Nuno has done a brilliant job there, genuinely one of the stories of the season.
Absolutely, right, Scotland and Belgium, stoppage time equaliser, World Cup qualification drama. Tell me everything.
Scotland never do it the easy way, do they? Stoppage time, of course it was stoppage time.
It's basically in the Scottish football constitution, thou shalt not make anything straightforward, ever.
Ha, but a point against Belgium in qualification is not nothing, to be fair.
No, it's a decent result. Belgium aren't what they were, but they're still a proper side.
Scotland will take it. The World Cup dream stays alive, and that's all that matters right now.
Right, Cardiff at Reading, League One promotion party, apparently absolute scenes down there.
Oh, I love this story, Cardiff going up dramatically after a really miserable few years.
And Reading hosting two promotion parties this season, that's a strange position for them to be in.
Strange but lovely football at that level, the raw emotion, it's what the game's about.
Genuinely, sometimes League One drama hits harder than anything in the Premier League, honestly.
Because it means everything to those fans, no TV money safety net, just pure football.
Exactly right, brilliant scenes, Cardiff, well deserved. Now, the Lionesses reaching 500 games.
500 games, from an FA ban to double Euros winners. What a journey that is.
The growth of the women's game in this country has been genuinely extraordinary, hasn't it?
Extraordinary doesn't cover it. I grew up watching this game struggle for coverage and now look.
And the Lucy Bronze conversation is interesting. Who backs her up? Who eventually succeeds her?
Alex Scott, Forer, Ellen White all flagging it as a real issue, and they're right.
Bronze has been so consistent for so long that maybe we've not planned for life after her.
That's exactly it. You can't just assume she'll go on forever. You need a plan.
Serena will have someone in mind. Surely, she's not the type to leave things to chance.
You'd hope so, but it's a genuine gap and the panel were right to raise it.
Right, De Zerbi at Spurs, Needham says confidence before tactics. Do you buy that?
Honestly, yes, that squad has been broken mentally. You can't coach your way out of that.
See, I think you need both simultaneously. Confidence without structure just becomes chaotic, doesn't it?
Hang on though, if the players don't believe in themselves, the best tactics mean nothing.
That's fair, and De Zerbi's football is expansive, it demands confidence to execute properly anyway.
Exactly, so building belief first is actually the tactical decision. Needham's smarter than he sounds.
Don't tell him that, his head's big enough already. Spurs fans must be cautiously optimistic though.
Cautiously is the word, they've been burned too many times to get carried away just yet.
Right, Leeds at Old Trafford, Arteta's crossroads, Wood's return, Scotland's drama, what a day of football.
And a UFC fighter doing better punditry than half the actual pundits. Never change, football.
That's it from us on Soccer Portal X Daily, brilliant to have you along, we'll be back tomorrow with more chaos.
And if Paddy Pimblett wants a co-hosting slot, our door is genuinely open.